Back now with Day to Day and a very macho guest.
I'm Johnson Manley. Nice to meet you.
Johnson Manley, perhaps one of the manliest men on earth, were he not a woman named Emily Yaffe. Emily is Slate's human guinea pig. Emily, welcome back to Day to Day.
Nice to be here.
So we know human guinea pig is where you take on different roles that we've all read about or imagined, but you actually go and try these things out. This time you're trying to pass yourself off as a man. You're out of drag now and back in our studios. Explain all this, can you?
Well, drag kings are the counterpoint to drag queens. Drag kings are women who dress up as men and perform as men.
And there's a club in Washington, D.C. where the drag kings go to strut their stuff?
That's right.
What did you do to get manly?
Well, first of all, you have to have a beard. The show is you're dressed as a man and you lip sync to a song of your choice. I chose It's Not Unusual by Tom Jones. I realized it was because I've wanted to be with Tom Jones for several decades, and that's hasn't happened, so I thought I might as well be Tom Jones. So Sir Tom, nowadays, thank goodness, has a goatee, so that was easy. I got some very sharp clothes because Tom's a good dresser. I had to shop at the boys' department at Lord & Taylor.
You know, he is a big physical guy, and you're not a big physical woman. You're slender and rather petite-sized, and I don't know how you go about filling out that role, as it were.
First of all, Alex, you have to pack.
Pack?
Pack. The head of the Drag King meeting, Ken Vegas, said, everyone please give your name, your astrological sign, and your favorite packing material. Now, this does not mean do you prefer styrofoam to bubble wrap. This is what you put in your pants to man up.
And what was your material of choice, Emily?
Well, I didn't want to make a big investment in my packing material because I didn't think this would be something I'd continue. So I rolled up a washcloth. Probably since I was Tom Jones, I should have rolled up a bath towel, right? I ended up going to a sporting goods store. I will say I have never bought a sports bra and a jock strap on the same day, but I did this for my Drag King debut.
Well, and so you managed to sort of flatten yourself out in one area and pump yourself up in another. And what else? What do you do to get manly like Tom Jones?
Well, my drag king buddy, Herbie Hind.
Herbie Hind?
Herbie Hind.
Yes.
Gave me drag king advice. And, you know, he said, study men, study your husband. I love my husband, but I want to go a little further in the, you know, macho department than my husband. So he said, study the men, you know, put your shoulders out, put your chest out. Now you think as a drag king, you would try to suppress your chest. But once you've got your compression material on, as Herbie pointed out, you know, men have big chests and they're proud of them. And he said, men just aren't so self-conscious as women are about walking. Men just fill the space. They'll sort of bump you aside. So, you know, go get manly.
You know, Emily, I have to say, here you are getting advice on how to be a man from a woman who's a drag king. I mean, why didn't you call me?
I'm not sure NPR is the masculine ideal.
Yeah. But why not ask a man?
Men don't make a study of what makes them men. Women who are trying to be men do make a study of what makes someone manly.
Slate's Emily Yaffe, the human guinea pig. Emily, thank you again and Happy New Year.
You too.